Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad. And we are filming in Carson City at the Nevada Builders Alliance. We've let us stay here all session. So thank you, Nevada Builders Alliance. We'll be talking today to Melissa Clement of the Nevada Right to Life. Coming up on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Coverage of the 2025 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Retail Association of Nevada, looking out for business. And by Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino during the $150,000 Denim and Diamonds giveaways, with cash and free play drawings every Thursday and Saturday, and $30,000 in grand finale giveaways Saturday, May 31st, including a top prize of $20,000 guaranteed. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance, where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link, our plans are made for your plans.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad. And today I'm joined by Melissa Clement with the Nevada Right to Life. Nice to see you, my friend.
And good to see you, Randy.
Glad. I'm sorry we're here because it's the legislature. But, you know, when they're not here, it's much more fun.
Exactly.
So first, we're going to talk about a recent court decision. On March 31st of this year, Nevada's federal court lifted its previous order issued in 1991. There's some history here. Which barred enforcement of Nevada's requirement that parents be notified when their minor child seeks an abortion. And the parental law was passed in 1985.
40 years ago.
Okay, so give us an update on what is
absolutely
all happening with parental notification.
I'll start with a quick history lesson. So 40 years ago, these folks, their predecessors, passed what was the most common sense law, that an underage girl, under 18, should have at least one parent involved when she makes any medical decision, basically, but most specifically and most importantly, abortion. We know that it's got physical and emotional impacts, and it's a tough decision to make for women in general, but an underage girl, even harder. So it was passed bipartisan, it's common sense, but immediately Planned Parenthood sued and got an injunction put on it 40 years ago. That injunction remained up until March 31st of this year. And Nevada Right to Life, a couple of years ago, decided that this was a law that we had to get enforced to protect children. And so we funded a lawsuit to ask the court, especially after the Dobbs decision that overruled Roe v. Wade, to take another look at this and remove the injunction and finally protect young girls. Well, we won on March 31st, and it was, pretty exciting. Unfortunately, the next step was, of course, Planned Parenthood intervened again and has appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court. So, unfortunately, young girls are still not protected in the state of Nevada.
Why is Planned Parenthood so dead set on girls under 18 not being able to? I know there's the idea of, oh, if the dad was the perpetrator, he raped the daughter and she's pregnant, and then mom and dad don't even want to know about it. I mean, I know there's issues there, but why do they keep fighting this fight?
Well, we see this consistently across the United States, that they really do believe they are more crucial in decision making than parents themselves. Okay. And you know, it's hard to think anything other than the fact that this is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You know, and these young girls, because of that, are at risk, especially in a state like ours where we have issues of child sex trafficking and abuse and
legalized prostitution,
and quite honestly, abortion is the best way to cover a sex crime with a child. So
interesting. Okay. So why has it taken from, it was passed in 85, you had an injunction since it was issued in 91. Why has it taken 40 years to get this moving?
Well, that's, you know, it's completely political, you know, because unfortunately our politicians sometimes see things, anything related to abortion, as a lightning rod. They don't want to touch it. Mm-hmm. This isn't really about abortion. This is about parental rights and child safety. And although there have been legislators over the years that have wanted to take another look, there's just never been that critical mass of the right number at the right time with the right governor. And so this judicial fix was the best and easiest way to fix it.
So how did the Dobbs decision impact abortions in Nevada?
Well, you know, we've seen a little bit of increase, definitely. Mm-hmm. But what we see is that while other states have gotten they've tightened up abortion, they've made new laws, we have laws that are in place that have been in place since 1990 with a referendum, mm-hmm. that can't be touched. So in Nevada, up to 6 months, for any reason or no reason, a woman can get an abortion with only one requirement, that a doctor must do it.
Okay.
After 6 months, it must be done in a hospital, but it's still available. So we have some of the most permissive laws in the country. And what we have seen since Dobbs is an increase in what we call abortion tourism, which is just the saddest thing. You know, in our state where we've got, you know, great outdoors, we've got great possibilities to do just recreational gaming or whatever. We have so many reasons to get people here in the state. Sadly, too many women are choosing to come here not to enjoy our mountains or our casinos, but to get an abortion. And that's just tragic.
Yeah, it's because other states have banned it or,
mm-hmm.
okay, yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna take a quick break and then we're gonna keep this discussion going and we'll be right back after this.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain, moving 95% of our freight in the Silver State. And while essential, the road isn't always smooth. Supply chain disruptions, rising fuel costs, and unrealistic rules and laws that hamper our ability to serve our customers and country, our prosperity, and every sector of the economy, manufacturing, mining, medicine, and food from farm to table, is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year. and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad, and I'm talking to Melissa Clement with Nevada Right to Life. So what happens next now in this in the legal process? I mean, forget the legislature. Abortion, Yucca Mountain, property tax increases, those are these third, fourth, fifth rails of Nevada politics you never talk about.
Right.
So we can't look at our politicians to fix it. So you have to go to the court. So what's next in the legal battle?
Well, Planned Parenthood, as I mentioned, did appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. So we are currently in the process of the briefing process. It looks to be about either early fall or early to mid fall that we will be in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals making this argument. Okay. And so that's the next big step.
Mm-hmm. So parental rights aren't unusual.
No.
There's other things that kids have to do that mom and dad have to approve. I know when I got my ears pierced,
right?
Under 16, the mom had to approve it. But so why is it such a different thing in an abortion versus ear piercing?
Or Tylenol in the schools. My kids could not get Tylenol without a written note.
Okay.
Consider that standard and then compare it to what we're asking for is just notifying one parent. We're not even asking for consent. And truly, the only reason can be is that, number one, this is a good political issue for some people, is what they see.
Well, they can raise money off of it.
They can raise money off of it.
Fundraising going on.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, but quite honestly, my mind can't think of a reason why it would be a good idea to not protect children in this way. I mean, a woman who gets an abortion, she's got to deal with possible physical problems. You know, a young kid doesn't even know generally what their blood type is, whether they have any allergies to medicine. So if you can imagine going in to get your tonsils out at 14 or 12, we wouldn't, it's just beyond the pale. You wouldn't think it would be something we would allow. Mm-hmm. Yet this one, we do. And what's more is oftentimes, because this is under 18, which means it's even as low as 9, 10, 11 years old. Those girls don't have any protection either. Mm-hmm. And there really is no good reason why a 9, 10, or 11-year-old should be getting an abortion, should be pregnant. And if she is, there should be some adults who have their eyes on that. If not the parents, at least the courts.
So you know we own a prenatal imaging center.
Yes.
My husband and I do in Reno, 3D keepsake imaging. And we've had a girl in there that was 14. And this is where you look at your baby on the ultrasound. So it's a very fun business, but I was shocked that a 14-year-old was in. She was in with her mom.
Right.
For us to see them, they have to be under a doctor's care. So at least we can notify the doctor if there's any issues. But I was just shocked to think that 14-year-olds are getting pregnant.
Well, and, you look at the statistics in there, it happens sometimes as young as 8.
I mean,
now it's not a lot, but those 8-year-olds need to be protected. And here's the thing. If you look at the states that surround us, Idaho, Utah, and Arizona, all of them have pretty rigorous parental notification or parental consent laws. Mm-hmm. And so what we have created in our state is a abortion trafficking mecca. And so abusers, predators, sex traffickers, they bring their victims down from Idaho or over from Utah or up from Arizona to get an abortion to avoid the laws in their own state. And this is tragic. And what I don't understand, I have a daughter and she was 10, 12, 14. That's what encouraged me to get involved in fighting for life. Was the fact that she was unprotected, completely unprotected, by the adults who should have been taking care of her here in Nevada.
So, but how do you counter the argument that what if the parent is the problem? If the dad raped the daughter and mom knows it and they're complicit in this, to notify them would put the daughter in danger. So how do you counter that argument?
Well, it's very easy because this particular law has a judicial bypass. So it's one parent and must be notified. If that young girl doesn't feel safe, she can go to a judge and the judge can provide that, sign off on the notification instead.
Okay.
And this is again, common sense, because at least some adult that isn't a predator has their eyes on this young girl. Because imagine if, let's say she is being abused by her stepdad, who's most likely to take her in? Well, you know, the abuser.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, it provides protection for that young girl, and it also protects the obvious parental rights. I mean, there's nobody on the face of the earth that has, cares about that young girl's safety more than her loving parents. Mm-hmm. So,
If she has loving parents. I think that's kind of this biggest argument.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, and unfortunately that is the case sometimes. Mm-hmm.
But you have CASA, you have elements in the courts that are helping victims.
Correct.
People like that too. So, I mean even guardians that are out there. So,
right.
And I've actually talked to a woman whose church group is trying to kind of get engaged in this and supporting moms, mm-hmm. Like through Real Choices. So
yes.
NICU's group, and I know there's one in Carson that helps women through crisis pregnancies. And they're trying to kind of build a base of moms who can come in and help those girls with that decision. So, I mean, there's support out there for girls
right.
who choose to keep the baby or who choose not to.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's, thank you for bringing that up, because oftentimes people will say about pro-life folks like me that all we care about is the baby and, you know, we're just pro-birth and that kind of thing. No, most often we're concerned about that woman. Faced with a difficult situation, whether she's a young girl or a woman, maybe not my age, maybe a little bit younger, but we care about her. We care about giving her the options, all of the options, so that if she chooses life, she can do so. Mm-hmm. And in those cases where she may choose to get an abortion, we're also standing there trying to help her through what could be a very challenging time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and we have wonderful healing programs to help people with that decision if they did choose an abortion. So there's help out there.
Yeah. So it's a right to life for the mom and the baby. Really is.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
All hail the $200,000 Cash is King giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Weekly prize drawings including thousands in cash and free play. And two big grand prize giveaway events, each with a $15,000 cash winner guaranteed. Only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation. And a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Thank you. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad, and I'm joined today by Melissa Clement from Nevada Right to Life. So let's talk a little bit about question six. It was on the ballot last election. The Nevada voters voted for the Nevada Reproductive Rights Amendment. What is that? I mean, they overwhelmingly supported it. What did that question do?
Well, the question, which thankfully we have two shots at it, we didn't win last time. We're hoping to win in 2026.
So it'll be back on the ballot. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And what it basically said was that there's a fundamental right to abortion, unlimited, unregulated, no rules, no doctors required, no ability to regulate facilities, no parents allowed, so all the work that we've done with this court case could go away. Mm-hmm. And most specifically and crazy enough is that it basically is trying to allow for unlimited abortion in the third trimester, that seventh, eighth, and ninth month right up to birth. Because as I mentioned, you know, in Nevada currently, a woman can get an abortion up to 6 months of pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing that any legislator can do to change that, because it was voted on in...
It's in our Constitution, right?
It's a referendumized.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And so legislators, governors, county commissioners, none of them can change it. The only people who can change it is by a vote of the people. Mm-hmm. Now, I think up to 6 months is a little radical. Honestly, I'd like to see that rolled back, but I can't do that. Mm-hmm. This is not radical enough for Planned Parenthood and Nevadans for Reproductive Freedom. They want all the way up to birth. Mm-hmm. And they don't want parents involved. And this is another way to make sure that parents do not have parental rights with their children.
So does the life of the fetus, does the health of the mother, does that play into this?
Well, here's the thing.
In the sense of if it's going to go to term, but it's not going to be substantial. It can't survive outside of the womb, or the mom's
right.
health's in danger. Those
right.
issues do come into this, right?
Well, that is already protected in Nevada law.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, like I said, abortion's available for any reason or no reason up to 6 months. After 6 months, if a woman's life or health is threatened in any way, she can get an abortion. She just needs to be in a hospital.
Okay.
I mean, and for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
At that late date, you know, you do want to be somewhere where there's medical care that's available. And if, for example, if that baby were born, that there would be some life-saving care for that child mm-hmm. in that seventh, eighth, and ninth month.
Okay. And
yeah.
the child could actually be put up for adoption if
100%
that
yeah.
was doable. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know there's a case in Georgia right now of a woman who's brain dead and pregnant, and the hospital's keeping her alive.
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying, oh, they're just keeping this woman who should be dead just so they can get the baby to term because abortion's illegal. Well, the family actually wants to try to keep the baby because they
right.
lost their daughter.
Right.
So, I mean,
exactly.
it kind of goes both ways, I guess. But people are trying to use this as an example of banned abortion in Georgia, and this poor woman who should be dead is going to be kept alive. And that's not necessarily the case.
Absolutely not. And
yeah.
and it's unfortunate. I mean, you know, like truly... This topic is such a sensitive topic for women. I really hate the fact that it's turned into a political
yeah.
upmanship, and any tragedy that is seen that is even closely, remotely related to pregnancy, they'll turn it into, oh, this is, you know, we're trying to keep women without rights. And
yeah.
that's definitely not the case.
Not fair.
Yeah.
So what have been some of your legislative priorities during this session?
Well, we had a long fight on assisted suicide. We were able to kill that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I may be pro-life, but I like killing bad bills.
Yeah.
so we killed assisted suicide last week, which mm-hmm. was high priority. We were able to change some bills and work with legislators on both sides of the aisle. We have one remaining bill that we're very worried about, and that's AB 411, which is allowing doctors who prescribe abortion pills, so not morning after, not emergency contraception, but the chemical abortion,
mm-hmm.
allowing them to keep their name off the prescription bottle.
Mm-hmm. And
What is behind that? Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, when you have such loose abortion laws, but you still need to try and make some political points, mm-hmm. You start protecting the abortion industry. And that's what this does. And, you know, we just saw a report come out in the last couple of weeks where 20% of women who take the medication abortion, are having serious and adverse level problems, medical problems, going to the ER, sepsis, all kinds of things like that. Well, every time that happens, there's a doctor that prescribed that, one would assume. Mm-hmm. And so taking his name or her name off that bottle protects him, doesn't protect her. Because, you know, if I walk in and my daughter is in the middle of a medical abortion and I don't know what's going on, or my sister, and all I have is a pill bottle with a practice name and not a doctor's name, think about how dangerous that is. And so it's just an example of oftentimes people who say they're advocating for women are not advocating for women, yeah. Not their health, not their safety.
We can talk about men in sports and all the, you know, and mutilating children who think they want to be a boy now because they play with cars instead of Barbie dolls or whatever. It's just we are definitely not being pro-women.
No, we are not
in this country. And yeah. I applaud what our lieutenant governor did with his task force, but then the legislature killed all of his bills because they were mad at him for standing up for women. So it's interesting how you stand up for women nowadays and you get chastised. So
So often I'm called an anti-feminist. Well, I'll tell you, I'm advocating for women every day over there because there aren't a whole lot of other people doing it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for fighting the good fight. It is a tough fight.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Coverage of the 2025 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp, that works for you. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Retail Association of Nevada, looking out for business. And by Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Thank you for watching and listening. You can catch us anytime at NevadaNewsmakers.com.